This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court threw out an Arizona voting law which required proof of citizenship from voters at the time they register. Now, Georgia has a very similar requirement which was passed back in 2009. Brian Kemp is Georgia's Secretary of State. He is the state officer in charge of elections. He's a Republican. He joins us now. Secretary Kemp, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks, Dennis. Great to be on with you.
Now that you've read the Supreme Court decision and perhaps had a chance to get some legal advice, are you going to try to enforce the current Georgia law as it stands?
Well, there's a couple of things we're still doing. We're still looking at the ruling and kind of considering our options. But really, this ruling only applies to the federal voter registration form. So the vast majority of registration forms that we get in Georgia are sent to us on a state form, which this ruling does not apply to. It's important to remember that we still have not implemented the 2009 law because, you know, we had to sue to get it pre-cleared, which took a while, and then ever since then we've been trying to get access to the SAVE database from the Department of Homeland Security, and they have just slow-played us on that.
Let's back up just a little bit. Explain why we have state and federal forms. What's the difference here, and can somebody apply using one or the other when they want to register to vote?
Right. They can apply both ways. Probably the simplest way to explain the difference between the state and the federal form is the state form, you know, obviously is issued by the state of Georgia. You know, it's got state of Georgia on the form and that kind of thing, and people just fill it out, send it in, and we'll go through the process to register them to vote or not. The federal form is used by different groups that may be doing voter registration drives all over the country or at certain conventions, and that's the form that this ruling has dealt with. And obviously, we just don't get a lot of those type forms here in Georgia.
If you require, though, proof of citizenship on the state form, and because of the Supreme Court ruling, you're not requiring it on the federal form, would that leave the state open to a lawsuit either on equal protection grounds or something else?
Well, we could, you know, we're certainly subject to get sued whether there's legal grounds there or not, but we believe that we have the ability through the law to continue to or to use the citizenship check on the state form once we get that implemented.
But you're saying, again, that so far you haven't been able to get access to the federal data that you would need to actually enforce this. So far, no one's been required to present proof of citizenship. Is that correct?
Not per the 2009 law. That's correct.
There is another avenue you could take, which is you could ask the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, couldn't you, to say, allow Georgia to put some state-specific information, like a proof of citizenship, on the form, and if they say yes, we could do it. Are you going to do that?
I don't want to say 100% that we're going to do that, but that's certainly something that we're strongly considering. One of the problems with that is the EAC can't make policy changes because they don't have a quorum on the commission. It's politically appointees to that commission. So they can't make a ruling, so, you know, that's another obstacle that we would have to take on.
Right now, somebody has to swear or affirm that they are a U.S. citizen. There are some pretty strict penalties already for lying on that. Why isn't that enough?
Well, you know, we believe in, you know, we trust, but we also believe that you should verify. Believe it or not, people will lie to you. You know, we fundamentally believe in Georgia, and the legislature did, that this is a way to secure our voter rolls and make sure our elections are secure. And but, you know, more than that, it's the law, and that's what I have a duty to uphold here in the Secretary of State's office.
Let's say you're an older person, a poor person who doesn't keep as good records, somebody who doesn't drive. Doesn't that make it much harder for some folks to prove their citizenship than others?
Well, I think certainly there's, you know, logistics to anything you're doing when you're moving, whether you're getting voter registration, you know, getting a driver's license, you know, if they have to fly here when they move, you know, there's all kind of examples that you can make, but, you know, that is what the law is, and that's what I have to abide by.
Republican Brian Kemp is Georgia's Secretary of State, the state's top elections official. Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it, and we'll be checking back with you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dennis.